Democrats' radical $3.5 trillion spending bill goes woke, birthing pregnant individuals. By Hannah Blow on October 1, 2021. The Democrats' radical $3.5 trillion spending bill also includes carefully selected gender-neutral language, referring to pregnant and birthing women as individuals. While the proposal includes the words mothers and women deep within the 2,400-page-plus bill, on page 714, it carefully describes pregnant and birthing women/mothers as individuals. Conducting a rapid assessment of COVID-19 awareness, impact on care and experiences, and use of preventive measures among pregnant, laboring and birthing, and postpartum individuals, it reads, using an ungender term, despite the fact that biological females, only, are capable of such functions. This is far from the first time Democrats have altered the language to satisfy the longings of the woke left. In January, for example, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Rules Committee Chairman James McGovern, DMA, unveiled the rules for the 117th Congress, which eliminated the use of gender terms such as father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, first cousin, nephew, niece, husband, wife, father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, stepfather, stepmother, stepson, stepdaughter, stepbrother, stepsister, half-brother, half-sister, grandson, or granddaughter. In a similar fashion, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, made waves last month after forcefully defending her use of the phrase menstruating people. Even Merriam-Webster Dictionary has participated in the woke left's language overhaul, updating the scientifically sound definition of female to include having a gender identity that is the opposite of male.